Hallelujah. Amen. You guys can have your seats. How many of you are glad to be here tonight? You are the, amen, you are the hungry ones. I know after a conference, people are not, we call it revival fit. They're not really revival fit. So when we have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then I know that many of them are tired on a Sunday. Tired of what? Tired of God. I don't know. Can anybody say with me the glory of God? May the glory of God fill this place tonight. Another word, epikaizo. Say with me, epikaizo. I'm going to pray that tonight we're going to still minister and pray for many of you that you receive the epikaizo power of God. We spoke about the dimensions of the power and we're building a bookshop. We're busy building a bookshop. It'll be very big there in the back. And I think it'll be up maybe in 2 weeks. I think so. 2 weeks, maybe 2 to 3 weeks. And then we're going to make a lot of material available to you. And then you'll be able to buy the series. So we're doing a series, the Power of God series. We have done Dunamis. We have done Exousia. We have done the Finger of God. We have done Kratos. We are doing Epikaizo now. And then we still have one or two more to go. And those are the dimensions. Say with you, the power of God. Those are dimensions of the power of God in Scripture. That is it. That's the dimensions that God moves in His power in Scripture. And He wants to move through every believer. Are you guys with me? When He opens up, listen to me. When He decides to make Himself known in His power, a people's hearts begins to turn and they begin to serve Him. The Bible says in the day of your power, the people's hearts will be turned and will begin to serve Him. In the day of His power, say with me, the day of His power. It is at hand in this place, in this area. Whether you believe it, if you are tired, I do not care. I want to tell you the day of His power is at hand. Are you guys with me? Say with me, the day of His power. There is a day of His power. The church has lost it because they've gone into religion. But what we are busy doing is we're busy creating and cultivating an atmosphere for God to come in and touch His people. So that when unbelievers, when new visitors, when people who are broken, who are hurt can walk through those doors, they can sense and feel His presence over their bodies. Like electricity, like goosebumps. But when they walk out, at least they can say, I experienced and encountered something somewhere. And we are a church of results. Come on, are you guys with me? We've seen cancer healed. Stage 4 cancer healed. We've seen somebody with breast cancer healed completely. Those are just the miracles that we testified of. That means that God is evident in a place. So don't sit with your arms folded tonight. Come on. Are you guys with me? Say with me, epikaizo. If somebody who says like this, you will never get it in your life. You can dream. You might not even dream about it. Nothing will happen. But somebody that sits on the edge of their chair, saying, I can't wait. What is this epikaizo you're speaking about? You think you know, you don't know, you don't have a clue. You see, I said, those who jump up and scream, it's because their spirit is in charge and is taking control of their body. But those who sit down, it's because their flesh is still too big. And you say, I will not. But when your spirit is fed, something will begin to move. You'll see. By the end of tonight, something is going to move in here, in your spirit. Your belly, the Bible says, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. I don't know if you guys are with me. We have just started. You don't understand. We have just started. You're going to see a demonstration of God's power in this place. Just give me a few people who are hungry, who are desperate, who is giving their lives willingly over. They will change a city and they will change a nation. People that are in this place, if you're under the sound of my voice, you will have the anointing to change a nation. You will have the anointing to change a city. You will have an anointing to speak and prophesy when you sit under this grace. You'll see your life changed and you don't even believe it yet. Just wait. Are you guys with me? Just wait. For the last 8 months that we're running the church, I've just relaxed. We're going to go start going into an epic Ahitso level. I remember there were times I would fast 40 days water. I would study the word. I would read the word hours a day. Pray hours a day. I'm not speaking about 200 people. I'm speaking that we walk into a church of thousands. There'd be so much power that you cannot stand next to people. That's the power that's available. It's like people would fall in groups as you just walk. Demons, we had at one meeting where over 200 demons manifested on the balconies. We wanted to throw the people off the balcony. I'm just standing on the stage and I'm praying. There's a power that is available for you that is going to come upon you. And you will see it before November this year. A demonstration in this place. But you will see this place so packed out. You'll see this building so full, and you will be filled with the supernatural. Even you that is sitting and doubting me right now, you're sitting and thinking, who is this idiot? Who is this nutcase? They called Jesus a deceiver and a con man. His parents called him a madman who was out of his mind. I'd rather be out of my mind and in the spirit. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who believe, it is the power of God. So if you don't understand, that scripture said it all. You can have your seats. Listen. Say epic Ahitso. Epic Ahitso is a dimension. It is like, I don't know how to explain it. It is... how many of you know that we've gone through the dimensions? We've gone through Dunamis, we've gone through Iskaos, no, not Iskaos, we've gone through Dunamis, we've gone through Exousia, we've gone through Kratos, we have gone through many dimensions, but Epic Ahitso is the highest dimension of the power of God. It is the dimension where it is the boiling point. I don't know how to explain it. It'll come out a little bit more in the message. It is the dimension of the power of God that is available in us, that is the closest to eternity. It is right next to eternity, Epic Ahitso. You will understand as I'm saying now, only maybe five will. Because God hides things from people. Say with me, Epic Ahitso. Luke chapter number 1, verse number 34. Go with me to Luke chapter number 1, verse number 34. Go to verse 30. And I'm going to flow tonight because I want you to receive what God has for you. That you can understand clearly what Epic Ahitso is speaking about, what it is. Remember, the Bible is written in English, but originally it's written in Greek and Hebrew and also Aramaic mixed in, etc. So when the Bible speaks of power, it says in English power, but in the Greek or in the Hebrew, there are different words. So there are different English words. There are different Greek words. So the one we're doing tonight is Epic Ahitso. Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found," say with me, "found favor with God." I have so much in my spirit for tonight. Listen, favor must be searched out. The Bible says, what's coming out of my splunkana. Put for me on the screen, Proverbs 25, verse number 2. La-da-na-sto-ro. You have found favor with God. She had to search out favor. Favor had to be found before her. Are you guys with me? Found by her. Proverbs 25 verse 22 says, No, not this one. Wait. Sorry, 25 verse 2. 25 verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It is God's glory to hide something from you. Are you guys with me? It is God's glory to hide secrets from you. There are so many secrets. I have revealed one big secret during this week, and I'll reveal it a little bit tonight. It is God's glory to hide secrets from us, but it is the glory of kings. How many in this place are saying to me, I am a king? Some of you. The Bible says that we have been made kings and priests unto our God. And where the word of a king is, there is power. So if you want to understand the scripture, you must understand and know that you are a king. If you don't know that you are a king, you're not going to understand the scripture. It says the glory of kings is to search out a matter. God hides secrets from you. It is His glory to hide secrets from you. But it is your glory to seek Him until you find Him. It is your glory to seek the face of God, to seek secrets. Mary found favor with God. Are you guys with me? Noah found grace. Noah found grace. Mary found favor. Please understand the language. Go back to the Luke chapter number 1, verse number 30. Mary found favor. And then go to verse 31. Go to the next one. She has found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive. And the angel said to her, behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Next verse. He will be great and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Next verse. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? Next verse. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Say upon. There's three things the Holy Spirit does. He comes upon us. He comes within us. And He comes with us. Are you guys with me? Three rounds. And the power of the highest. Say with me, the highest. He says, listen here, the power of the highest degree. The power of the highest will overshadow you. Meaning that the highest power of God is going to come upon you and it will overshadow you. And therefore also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Say with me, the highest. That word overshadow is what we call epikaizo. Are you guys with me? It's called epikaizo. It means to overshadow. It speaks of the glory of God. One thing I don't like about our church is we put the scriptures on here so people don't bring their Bibles. Lift up your Bible or your phone. My Bible's battery can't run out, but lift it up anyway. It is something in a book. Listen. Lift it up. If you want to move in power, it is not in prayer. The power of God is locked up in this word. Are you guys with me? You can put it down. It's locked up in how much we study and meditate this word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, was with God, and the Word was God. Are you guys with me? John chapter number 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and came to the earth and dwelt among us, which we know as Jesus Christ. Are you guys with me? Now we are sitting and we are trying to find out, what about God? What about God? When I read this word, I read everything about God. When I read this word, I eat it up and I become like Him. If you want to move in power, read an hour or two the word of God for 1 month and you'll see what will happen to your life. It is not a book. It is not a good book or anything like that. When you read, when you sit and you read this word and you meditate upon it, 1 hour for a month, see what happens to your life. People will say, what is this light that is about you? That word is alive. The Bible says, by the entrance of His word, we receive light. Light. The devil is not afraid of the anointing. The devil is afraid of light. Come on, are you guys with me? The devil is not afraid of anointing. The devil is afraid of not anointing. Anointing comes through prayer. Light comes through the word. Light comes through giving. There's the only two places in the Bible where the word, where the Bible says that light comes to us is by the entrance of, say with me, the entrance. That means this word must find an entrance into you. That when we preach, you will see some people will jump. It's because that word has found an entrance into their spirit. It is connected with their spirit. Others cannot jump because the word has not found an entrance. No light can come to them. But those who that finds an entrance, it becomes one with one. Splunkna. It's like spirit to spirit. Light begins to come into you. The devil is afraid of light. Are you guys with me? I told you, you get two types of lights. Photizo light and Panello light. Photizo light is when we have light inside of us. But Panello light is when that light shines out to others. That is when you begin to walk and demons begin to tremble. That is when opportunity, the Bible says, when you carry light, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Royalty, kings and princes shall come from afar because of your light. Isaiah chapter number 60, because of your light. When I get into this word, for any person that is sitting under, the best thing you can do, read this word, for you will see you cannot. You can read any other book except the word. I promise you why. Because the devil will do everything to keep that power from you. Try read that word for an hour. You will not be able to. I know you're disagreeing with me. But we're speaking spiritual substance things here. Say with me, substance. Try read this word for 1 hour, 1 month, and come and tell me. I think maybe one will come to me and say, I did it. I got it right. But you can watch a movie for 3 hours, but not read the word. Why not? The devil is not stupid. He was the most anointed in heaven. Listen, the Bible says, you were the anointed cherub above all. That when he would walk, everybody would look, every creature in heaven would look at him in amazement of his beauty, of his anointing. He knows the anointing. But what he is scared of is light, because he's in darkness. So what he does, he takes this Bible and he hides it away. That you don't, you know what? It's easy for you to come and pray 5 hours. Read the word. You cannot. We come a prayer meeting, we pray. It's easy. Because the devil is not afraid of prayer. To tell you the real truth. I've seen people praying for 20 years. Doing any type of demonstration, animation, I don't know, prophetic, whatever, on, you know, taking swords and saying the sword of the Lord is nothing. The devil is sitting and laughing at them because they lack light. Say with me, light. You can pray for hours. It's fine. Try to read this word. You cannot. I don't know if I'm just, when you come to our church, we're going to talk practical and deep things, okay? If you choke, then maybe we are not for you. But here you will receive impartation. Listen. It's the word. By the entrance, His word must get an entrance into your spirit, which means that you need deliverance. Many people don't have deliverance. They cannot even sit under this message and listen to any word I'm saying. Some are sitting now. Some are sitting like this. Let me show you. They're sitting like this. It is amazing. The devil has even shut off that my word cannot get to you. You better say, deliver us. Come on. You need fat deliverance. This word will cause your life, will cause you to move in so much power. This word will cause you for power to exude out of you. This word will bring success to you. Joshua, meditate on this law. Meditate on this word day and night. And wherever you shall put your foot, I have given it unto you. I challenge you, read this word for 1 hour every day for a month and see what happens. I put that challenge out, just try it. Are you guys with me? You will see every distraction coming to you. You will see every friend phoning you that has never phoned you before. You will see a desire for Facebook. You will see wanting to watch TV. You will want to go eat. Everything will stop you from reading this word. This word will bring you power. Because as you're reading it, it's alive. Now it's getting an entrance into you. Now light is increasing. Wherever you go, there's light. People that pray do not carry light. People who give and who read the word carries light. Are you guys with me? Have a seat. Listen. Let's get back to it. And everything will come into Epikahitso. Don't worry. Because the way to get to Epikahitso and Kratos, which I spoke on Tuesday night, is basically one together. It's actually intermingled. It comes by the power of the word. Are you guys with me? And I'm being serious when I said I relaxed for 8 months. I relaxed. The church we planted, I relaxed. So you'll see before November this year, you're going to see this place so filled with the glory of God, with people. You'll see this place filled with people. And you'll move because we're going to have a school of disciples in discipleship in August. In the school of discipleship, you will be taught many things that you won't learn anywhere else. From familiarity to honor, to how impartation works, to how the anointing works, to how authority works. We're also going to have a school of mentors for those who are a little bit higher. Show you how visions work, or those things. Show you how to mentor people, how to cook. There's going to be a lot of things that will take place. That by October, that you can be a people that is filled with the word, that is filled with prophetic revelation. The Bible says that where there is a lack of knowledge, my people die. But in the actual translation, it says where there is a lack of prophetic revelation, the people cast off restraint, they lose hope, and they die. Which means that when the word is not preached prophetically, when it is preached prophetically, it feels like it's hitting you here. Get into a church, brother, where it's preached prophetically to you, where it feels it's alive, where it can cause your spirit to come alive on the inside of you. How the hell must we take a nation or a city without the fire of God and the presence of God? Say with me the words. Say Epikahitso. Listen. Go with me to Zedana. Before we go there, Epikahitso is a realm that is like it's nearest to eternity. Once you begin to flow in that realm, you are touching eternity. I was once in my room and I was fasting for 40 days. And I remember like smoke came into my room, and it was light as bright light. And I saw these feet that was like light. I was going to say gold, but it was light. And it walked toward me and it stood in front of me. And as I wanted to look, I was on my knees praying, probably about 35 days into water. And I was praying. I was on my knees. And as I was about to look up, but this fear came on me. And I was taken out of that place. It was like I was taken out of my room, shot up high. And I remember I was immediately placed upon an altar. And then God began to develop and undevelop and show me many things of my ministry. Showed me how to get there. Some of you heard the vision, some of you not. I'm not going to get into the details and the intricacies of it. God began to unfold and develop and unfold my ministry, showing me by TV screens, one after another, after another. What will happen? My ministry, itinerant, the church where we're at now, how it's going to grow, how big it's going to go, what crusades is going to be done after that, how are we going to do this? And I saw everything in my ministry because of an encounter, because I was stuck in the Word. Are you guys with me? That encounter there, apart from the angel, I had an angel visiting me and told me to plant the church. That was okay. The angel telling me it was like here. That encounter that I had was here. It was the closest taste that I've ever had to heaven. If I tell you that an angel is okay, but that encounter was much more. And I'm not speaking about just my imagination, okay? Which means that the two closest people in the Bible that touched Epikaizo was Elijah and Enoch. They were so close to God that God had to take them. They carried so much of the glory of God that it became illegal for them to walk on this earth. You know, it's illegal for God to be on the earth. Okay? Come to our, come to our church. Then we'll start a Bible college. But listen, when you, it was God gave the earth over to man. Man gave it over to the devil. Jesus came back as a man, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and gave it back to the church. So the earth does not belong to God. The earth belongs to the church, and still the devil in part. Are you guys with me? That's why Jesus, God, had to come through a Virgin Mary, born through the canals of life as a human being, to come and touch people and to come and reach out to you. He had to come through a legal way. Otherwise, it was illegal for him to move and operate in the earth. Which means that Enoch and Elijah became so much of God, they became dangerous. That when they would look at people, this is what the theologians tell you, they carried so much of God. Where is this in the Bible, Leon? It's all over. There's three verses of Enoch, and it's loaded with revelation. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God, and suddenly he was not, for God took him. The word took and walk, if you study in the Hebrew, it means to be intertwined and to become one with God. He carried so much of Epikaizo power, of the glory of God. It became dangerous. And as God is like, no. Enoch, Elijah, it's going to now become illegal for you to walk on this earth. I have to take you away. That's why they have to still come back and die on this earth. Say with me, Epikaizo. If that is in the old covenant, the Apostle Paul says, how much more do we have in the new covenant? That whatever happened in the old covenant is nothing compared to what we have in the new covenant. Which means that what Enoch had is nothing compared to what you had. Enoch never had the Holy Ghost inside of him, yet he had the ability to walk with God. Elijah never had the Holy Ghost inside of him, yet he had the ability to be taken up by a whirlwind into heaven. How about us who have the Holy Ghost in us, upon us, around us? Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. When you leave this place and these doors of ECC, may you know that you are a people of power. Say Epikaizo. There are certain movements of God that is beginning to die out. Let me just be honest with you. There are certain movements of God in the church today that is beginning to die out. And there are certain movements that God is beginning to establish and raise up. Are you guys with me? Never be with a man who used to hear from God. Be with a man who is hearing from God. Never sit under the voice or the sound of somebody who used to hear from God. Luke chapter number 9, verse number 29. It says these words. And as he prayed, the appearance of his face. This is now Jesus. Are you guys with me? The appearance of his face was altered, was changed. As he was sitting on the mountaintop, Jesus was on the mountaintop with Peter, James, and John. Are you guys with me? And he was praying that his face, his countenance began to change. Now remember, Jesus was the Word. He became so full of light, and his robe became white and glistening. Moses was on the mountain and his face also changed. So dangerously that the Bible says that lightning bolts would come out of his face and would like hit the people. The people were so scared of Moses that they ran 15 miles having diarrhea and throwing up at the same time. But only Moses' face changed, but Jesus' face and clothes changed. Which means that Jesus operated in a higher level of epikaizo. Listen, Moses had so much power. He had so much glory on him. He was 80 days in the glory of God without eating, without drinking, where he saw the finger of God, as I spoke to you on Tuesday night, writing the Ten Commandments. Imagine how close you must be to God for God to write the Ten Commandments, and you get so angry you break them and you go up and God, and you have the audacity to go back into the presence of God and God rewrites the commandments. He had so much glory, Moses. He had such audacity with God that he would say to God, God, repent of your anger. God would say to Moses, Moses, I don't like those people there. I've been to city, where were we? By Welcome or Witbank. And God said to me, I don't like that people there. If you're from Witbank or Welcome, I don't know, either one of those. It was one of those. He doesn't like the people there. Doesn't like you there, he's not going to move there, and you will not see a move of God there. So, that doesn't mean he didn't die for them, he didn't love them. Are you guys with me? So Moses said to God, but God said to Moses, Moses, I want to kill this people. I'll give you wives, you make them pregnant, and we start a whole new nation. And Moses said to God, God, repent from your anger. And the Bible says that God had the audacity to repent of his anger. That God would listen to a speck of dust. What first boggles my mind is how did God feel the need to bring Moses into participation of the discussion to kill the people. Moses had to carry something. He carried epikaizo, that he became a part of the council of heaven. He became part of the board meeting, and God said, no, I cannot do this thing without this guy. I can discuss with the Holy Ghost. I can discuss with Jesus. I can discuss with the angels, but I cannot do this thing without discussing with my servant Moses. This was in the old covenant. I challenge you, get into the word, get to know God, get close to him, so that he, before he makes a move, that he says, wait, I want to speak to my servant here. I want to speak to Chris here. I want to speak to Dionne here. I want to speak to Matthew here. Or before I do anything, become, I don't know if you guys are understanding what I'm saying. Moses had so much glory that the Bible says that God had to remind him to die. God came to him and said, go to that mountain. What is it? Nabu. Go to that mountain there and there. And then it's the Bible says, comma. And then God says, go there and die. Full stop. God had to remind Moses to go and die. He had so much glory, nobody was allowed to attend his funeral. Are you guys with me? Only God attended his funeral. This is Moses who is in the old covenant. Now Jesus is on the mountaintop. Luke chapter number 9, verse number 25. You can have your seats. Luke chapter number 9, verse number 25. He says, 29, he says, as he prayed, his robes became white and glistening. So Moses' face only changed, but Jesus' face and his clothes changed. And behold, two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah. Next verse. Who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease. It actually says it spoke of his death and his resurrection, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Here Moses and Elijah appear to Jesus on the mountaintop and was busy discussing with Jesus how to go through his death on the cross and how to be raised from the dead. Who appeared in glory. Okay, next verse. But Peter and those with him, say with him, were heavy. It says they were heavy with sleep, which means that these guys were sleeping. Do you know the glory of God can be in a place? I've seen it like this. Some people, you will have 80%, they're on fire, they're connected. Others would be sleeping. They are heavy with sleep. Anybody who's ever had a real encounter with God will tell you. I'm not speaking about a flaky visions. I'm speaking about a real encounter. Something supernatural happening in your room. You want to sleep after that. And you're hungry. You don't know what I'm talking about, okay? Because you didn't have it, okay? Stay a while with us and you will have it. Because your flesh cannot handle it. So they were heavy with sleep. And then it says suddenly, and when they were fully awake. But if you study that sentence in the Greek, it speaks of all their senses becoming awake in the glory. And then it says, they saw his glory. Only those who are fully awake, discerning. Only those, whenever the Bible says awake, awake, it speaks of praying, praying. Are you guys with me? When it speaks of sleeping, sleeping, it speaks of people who don't have a prayer life. When it says, speaks of sleeping dogs, it speaks of a people who doesn't have a prayer life. But when the Bible says awake, it speaks of getting a prayer life. When they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Next verse. Then it happened as they were parting from him. That Peter said, so as it happened, as Moses and Elijah was busy walking away from Jesus, that Peter said to Jesus, Master, listen to this. It is good for us to be here. Of course, Peter. And let us make three tabernacles, houses. One for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Now listen to this. Not knowing what he said. When you encounter men of God, how many of you have ever felt that if you stand in front of somebody that's anointed, it's like you don't know what to say? Huh? It's like you lose your words. That's what happened there. He was just saying something stupid that didn't make no sense. Because the Bible says, not knowing what he said. He didn't even know what he was saying. He was so taken over by the Epikaizo cloud. If we're going to read on, we'll see how the cloud was there. He was so taken over by it that he became confused and he said just a whole, how many of you have ever been, maybe I can say it like this, how many of you have ever been with anointed men or a man of God or something and you say something but you just realize that came out so wrong and it was never supposed to come out that way. It's a sign that the power of God is present and you just don't know what to say. That's what happened to Peter, okay? Next verse. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them. Say with me, overshadowed. That's the word epikaizo. The epikaizo power of God came as a cloud, as the glory cloud of God, and overshadowed them. And they were fearful as they entered the cloud. Many don't enter the cloud. Many see the cloud afar off, but they don't enter into it. Say with me, it's time to enter the cloud. The next verse. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, hear him. Next verse. When the voice had ceased, Jesus was found alone, but they kept quiet and told no one in those days any of the things that they had seen. When somebody has a real encounter with God, they won't go talk to everybody about it because it is a fearful thing. Are you guys with me? Say with me, epikaizo. Just raise your hands. Just close your eyes. Raise your hands. Wherever you're at. Just close your eyes. Father, I pray. Let right now the cloud of your glory fill this place. Let the cloud of your glory, the epikaizo cloud, fill this place. May you take every single one of us to a higher level. May you take every single one of us to a higher dimension. By the raising of their hands right now, I speak to them. May epikaizo be their portion. wherever they go, even as they leave this place, may epikaihitso be their portion. May you come and fill this place with your glory. May you fill this place with your power. May you saturate. You'll see some can raise their hands, some cannot. Before we finish, let me just close off with this. Say with me, epikaihitso. And I'm going to come, we're going to come and minister to you. But I want your spirit to be open for epikaihitso. Are you guys with me? Never underestimate the laying on of hands. I said, when I lay on hands on people, I know something changes in them. There's an encounter in them that changes. Whenever the power of God came in Scripture, people fell to the ground. When Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, I am He. The Bible says 600 special forces, soldiers of the day, fell backwards. Say with me, backwards, under the power. I'm busy writing a book. Why do people fall under the power of God? And you will have it in 2 weeks, and you can give it to anybody who has something to say. And I'll take scripture out of scripture where people fall under the power. When you fall under the power, change comes into your life. Why? Because your flesh now is surrendered. That is why God speaks to you in dreams, because you can't interrupt Him. Have you seen? Are you guys with me? So when you fall under the power of God, your flesh, the power becomes too strong for your flesh. Give me a people that is hungry. Give me a church that is hungry. That's here by ECC that's hungry. We turn down invites of the invites because I want to be here by you to impart to you that we can raise an army up here to take the city of Centurion. So how do I increase epikaihitso? We went through all the powers, and you can buy the series, which will be available, the Power of God series. It'll be on like video format. So we dunamis, you increase by praying in other tongues. The more you pray, the more dunamis increases in your life. Explosive power, dynamite power, the power to cast out devils, the power to torment devils. It comes by praying in other tongues. Are you guys with me? Exousia, which is authority, that increases by revelation. The amount of revelation that you get, your authority increases. So if I have a good idea to come and plant a church here, I can come and plant a church here. But if any principality or power or any demonic force comes against me and stop me, I won't have the authority and the grace to back me up. But if an angel comes to me and talks to me in the highest form of revelation, tells me exactly what to do, and I have forces trying to stop me, it won't have the ability, because my authority is more because of revelation. Revelation is when the word finds an entrance in you. Are you guys with me? That's exousia. Iskaos, we're still going to get into, because Iskaos is the final one that puts all of them together. Kratos, how to increase in Kratos, the power of invincibility, the power of immunity, the power that bends natural laws, the power that defies natural laws, that can cause and rebuke a storm to cease, that can cause someone to walk on the water. Are you guys with me? The power of Kratos. How do I increase in that power? Reading the word. That's awesome. That's why the devil doesn't want you to read the word. The more you get that word in you, Kratos is being moved in you. But now we come to epikaihitso. How do I increase epikaihitso? Are you guys with me? Put for me Psalm 91 verse 1 on the screen. Psalm 91 verse 1. It says, He who dwells, so if he dwells, in the secret place, and I preached the one night, a whole night, just on this verse. The secret place is the place where God dwells. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter number 6, it says, you go into your door, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father who sees in secret and who lives in secret. Which means that it's the place where God lives, the secret place. Are you guys with me? He who dwells, you who dwells, the word dwells means to continually abide. who goes there not occasionally, but stay there. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Say with me, the Most High. I told you, epikahitso is the highest power. Are you guys with me? It means to overshadow. Epikahitso is the power of God's shadow, if you want to make it simple. Peter would walk in Acts chapter number 5, and his shadow would fall on people. And the Bible says that people were brought sick and the demon possessed just to come and put it by Peter, just so that his shadow could touch the sick and they would get stand up and they'll get healed because of epikahitso that Peter was tapping into, the shadow of God's power. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. So this shall abide. So when you dwell in the secret place, that place, I call it the place of the shut door. When you can at night or in the morning, you close your door and you're on your knees or on your face and you put praise and worship music on and you begin to worship God and you pray in other tongues and you read the word and you pray and you pray and you pray and the whole atmosphere begins to be silent. And it's as if you no longer hear the voices on the outside or the traffic on the outside, but it's you and God. That is the secret place. He who dwells in the secret place. How do I increase epikaizo? When I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow, under the epikaizo of the Almighty. When you're in the secret place, when you dwell there, you're increasing epikaizo upon your life all the time. Come on, all you guys with me.